Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Repass. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Evans reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Repass moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clary reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Repass bunts towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Repass for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-1 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Repass fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Dean moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Repass settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath bunts towards third. Repass fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Repass juggles the ball. That's an error on repass. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. Grimes goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dean is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Repass hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Estilella now playing left field. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-2 in the game. Clary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clary moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Clary covering, for the out. Fleming moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans fires to first and picks off Mack. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Repass fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fleming moves to third. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dean hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fleming scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans bunts towards the mound. Dean juggles the ball. That's an error on Dean. Estilella moves to second. Steve Gromick now pitching. Bob repasses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Repass hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Estilella scores. Evans moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Senators, 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Evans moves to third. Repass moves to second. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clary is walked intentionally. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for early win. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-4 in the game. Case bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Repass moves to third. Clary moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Repass scores. Clary moves to third. Case moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Gromick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harden Cathy now pitching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett bunts towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Cathy covering. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hockett moves to second. Bill Trotter now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 6-5, Senators. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Heath moves to third. It's Indians, 6, Senators, 6. Bill Zuber now pitching. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Oscar Grimes. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Repass fields it and throws to first for the out. Fleming moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mack is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Evans for a passed ball. Heath scores. Fleming moves to third. Mack moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Buster Mills pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fleming scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Indians. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Keltner now playing third base. Otto Denning now catching. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Repass takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Repass moves to second. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.